From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush is in Germany this evening, part of his week-long tour of Europe, his last as president. Tonight, the president and Mrs. Bush dined with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and her husband. He'll hold more formal meetings tomorrow. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. He joins us from Berlin. And Don, this is being seen as a farewell tour for President Bush, visiting major European capitals. What else is on his agenda?
Well, he's going to see along the way both the Queen, the British Queen, and the Pope as well. There is kind of this valedictory feel to it, this farewell to a place full of people with whom he did not get along so well. But he does still have a very serious agenda. Now, the president knows he has just 7 months left in office. Everybody here knows he has just 7 months in office. That certainly diminishes his power. What he wants to talk about mostly here, and he's doing it at each stop. He did it in Slovenia this morning. He'll do it in Berlin. He's going to do it down the road in Italy and in France, is to talk about Iran. And at a press conference in Ljubljana at this summit with European Union leaders today, the president said that Iran poses a very clear threat to world peace. And what he has been pressing for is a much tougher stance on the part of the Europeans. The president kind of wants to get an international framework in place, so even after he's gone, there'll be something set that will deal with whatever comes up in Iran down the road.
When President Bush calls for a tougher stance from Europe on Iran, what is he asking for specifically, and how has the EU responded?
Well, nobody expects the European Union to match President Bush's rhetoric on Iran. That's just not going to happen. But the European Union leaders here do say they recognize the potential threat posed by a nuclear Iran. There may be disagreements as to how close Iran could be toward developing the kind of technology that would get them to that place. And what they are proposing at this point is basically to threaten even further economic sanctions, financial sanctions and penalties against Iran. That is good news to the White House, at least hearing that kind of talk from Europeans here.
Don, when President Bush has gone to Europe in the past, he's been greeted with quite large public protests, largely over the Iraq War. What's the reception been like this time?
It's interesting because if I hadn't flown in with the president, you almost wouldn't know the president is here. So far, it seems to be that people, you know, almost can't be bothered to go out and protest a president who they know is a short timer. They know he's a lame duck, and they know that there'll be a new American president next year, and people seem to be looking ahead to that more than they are eager to protest this guy, even though they have been out, as you said, in large numbers protesting previous visits by Mr. Bush.
And do you get a sense from the White House staff that you're traveling with, any sense of regret about how difficult relations with Europe have been over the past two terms?
Probably going to come as no surprise to you that this is not a White House that really does regret. You know, the president doesn't talk about that. He doesn't look back. At that news conference today in Ljubljana, the president was asked about the problems with the transatlantic alliance. And he said, oh, sure, there are differences. Of course there are differences. He says, but you know something? The things that we share are far greater. And he even acknowledged that sounded corny. But he said it is the truth. And as long as there is a willingness to meet like this regularly and talk about these things, then the alliance is in good shape. The other thing he said was, he says, I know Europeans aren't going to like an American president, but we know that Europeans like Americans. And he says that is a good foundation for a relationship.
It's NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne traveling with President Bush in Berlin. Don, thanks very much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.